Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, has asked the Electoral Commission to recruit highly trained people to serve as election officials. It also called for those who act negligently to undermine the nation's electoral process to be punished. A research fellow at the IEA, Dr. Ransford Jampo, told Radio Ghana that the presiding officers, polling assistants and returning officers play a very crucial role in the country's electoral process, and therefore the credibility of the nation's electoral process, as well as the acceptance of election results as free and fair, peaceful and transparent to a large extent, depend on these officials. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
If you look at some of the challenges that were exposed during the hearing of realized that some of the difficulties were as a result of the fact that some of the electoral officers demonstrated ignorance, they exhibited incompetence, and they showed so many deficiencies that, to my mind, showed that if we should allow the status quo to be maintained, if we should just allow these same people to conduct future elections, then we will continue to experience challenges and more election petitions. Continue to experience several acts that may not inure the benefit of our electoral politics. How come that we had instances where things that were supposed to be signed were not signed? How come that there were instances where figures recorded were also different from West and other? This showed gross incompetence on the part of people who were asked to run the election. It's important that we take a look at the training of these officials and up the training programs, and then also ensure that those who act negligently are punished by the law. If you know that you cannot do things anyhow you please, and that you will suffer the consequences if you act in a manner that undermines the credibility of our electoral process, then I'm sure that in future only competent people, only people who are prepared to be accountable, only people who know they can do the job, will put themselves out there, recruited by the youth. After the recruitment, they should also be well.
Talking about recruitment, what category of people do you think the EC should employ?
Well, I think there should be some minimum qualification. Let's say, I don't know why teachers were not used this time, but the point is, the person should have been educated to at least some minimum level. You can say secondary education or more, up to even the university level, or you can also decide to use teachers. But you see, educational qualification alone is not enough. Having had this qualification, the EC must also train you to be properly socialized about electoral processes, what to do and what not to do, training should be vital and detailed. And like I said, after the training, you should also be made to know the consequences or not.
But do you have an idea as to how the EC recruits such people for the exercise?
I know that at the moment, while the EC makes a call, and then those who want to participate in the exercise, they go there to write, and those who are selected, I think our colors shouldn't be just writing of them, because you and I know that is about it. Those who excel in them are always on the lesson. So more training, intensive training should be given to those selected.
Have you forwarded these recommendations to the EC, and what has been their response?
The EC has these recommendations way back in November. We submitted these recommendations in November last year, and we are still realizing the various recommendations because we haven't seen them acting on them yet. I think it was only yesterday that I knew that some letter that we're going to be passing the forms.
Research fellow at the IEA, Dr. Ransford Jampo.